Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dumb Knight. I'm an astrologer. I'm not just an artist. I do so many things, you know. You can call me in or leave a message. Contact me at dubneedslove22 Twitter at dubneedslove22. You can call me at my cell phone, 747-217-5211, about any, you know, I can do a 10-minute free reading, and if you want more, I can do it for a small price of $25. So this is my astrology podcast. I've been doing astrology for years. I learned it when I was younger, I'm an aspiring musician, as you know, and intellectual. So I learned astrology through someone else. It was unexpected. I learned it in Hollywood. And so astrology is something to enjoy. Now, being an intellectual, I know in the intellectual world they call it pseudoscience. I must disagree, you know, but I put a realism on it. It gives you the option to make choices. Whatever option you make is your choice to live. So it's not set in stone, but it does points to a tendency of what could happen in a person's chart. I do astrology charts on other people. It's amazing what I find. So today I'm going to do a chart on, you know, somebody famous. You know, I have done it before. Like, I've done a chart on John Trump, the president, and then, you know. So, you know, I'm looking around for a chart to look at. You know, there's so many famous people. You know, I look at what we all know about what happened to these people if they're dead. Or if they're alive, we can see, you know, what has happened to these people. And I'm going to say, I'm going to look at a chart on Queen Elizabeth II. Because she is the Queen of England, so I'll tell you about her chart. This will be a free thing. If you're interested, please give me a call at 747-217-5211 or contact me at dubneedslove22 Twitter. You can contact me now. So here we go. I did a reading on her before, but it was a long time ago. So I'll do a reading, show you my skills. Queen Elizabeth I, Queen Elizabeth II, the chart that I'm looking at, is born April 21st, 1926. Now, on her chart, it shows 0 degrees Taurus. Now, when somebody's born 0 degrees, I was born 0 degrees Leo, they have the beginnings of the chart, you know, a new inclination and, you know, a new beginning. I guess I did notice that with monarchs or, you know, people who are princes and so on, they have 0 degrees. I guess, you know, what they're living a new life. Maybe it's connected to, you know, extreme situation of being in a new incarnation. Because people who are born 0 degrees the first day have, the extreme part, the extreme characteristics of that sign. You know, it's like the power degree. And but for each person, as I said, with astrology, we all have choices. you know, we do have these choices that we have to take. There's a new territory to explore for this person in this lifetime. For Queen Elizabeth, she has 0 degrees, so it's a new territory. So 0 degrees Taurus is very fixed. It can be very, you know, they, you know, Taurus people love to live good, love to be a part in arts and so on, which is what the sign it rules. But they also vary. They can be very fixed and stubborn. All the fixed signs have a fixity, which means they can be very stubborn. Like, so Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius. So those are very determined signs. So she's very determined. So I'm just pointing that out on the chart. So that is what we have of Miss Queen Elizabeth. And, you know, the important signs and planets, I would say planets, on someone's chart is the sun and moon. Because the sun brings the energy. The most important because it's the energy, the sun, you know, like in basic, you know, astronomy, you know, it gives life to everything. So where the sun is where the person is denoted to be. And in this case, she's in the second house. So I would say that, you know, in this lifetime, she deals with acquiring possessions, keeping possessions. And then in her case, you know, being part of the Queen of England, obtain and, you know, manage, you know, the households and all the finances and everything within the monarchy. And that is what the king or queen has to do. They have to manage everything to make all the decisions. So 0 degrees, I'm sure she has a strong fixity. So the sun and the moon is in the seventh house, and that's Leo. And remember, the sun and moon can also denote father, mother. So this can. So her father was also king, so he was in charge of managing situations. So Moon and Leo, she's very sophisticated, looking at the Moon and Leo. It also tells me a lot about her mom, you know, her mom, how her mom was. Next, you know, that so they're very important. So Leo and Moon, so there's a sophistication with Queen Elizabeth, and she definitely is a queen, so... And Moon and Leo does denote, can rule, can denotes queens, you know, or, you know, women who attain high positions. I look at her Capricorn rising. She has Capricorn rising. So Capricorn rising is very conservative. I want to bring that up. They're very conservative. They're very determined, high achievers. So that's her, you know, that's basically what she is. She has a lot of responsibilities. So she's a hard worker. She's looking at that. The responsibilities of what she needs to do in this lifetime. So Capricorn rising is someone who experienced either a lot of hardship, you know, and I know that because I have Capricorn rising and I experienced so much hardship. But they're very determined. They're high achievers. They want to achieve something. And usually if they tend to achieve something. And Queen Elizabeth is Capricorn rising, so she's born in the British monarchy. Okay? So I look what rules Capricorn. So the first house. Capricorn in itself means that she has a lot of hard work, a lot of tasks that she has to be dealt with, which is ruled by Saturn. And Saturn is in the 10th house. So that's her chart ruler. It's in the 10th house, so it's career. And also Saturn rules father. So it denotes her father. So it's Scorpio. Scorpio's in the 10th house. 10th Scorpio rules death. So she obtained her position, Queen of England, upon the death of her father, Saturn, which is in the 10th house. So she became Queen of England. And usually with Saturn in the 10th house, is someone who attained a very high position within, you know, it could be a company, it could be a country, et cetera. And Saturn in the 10th house and Scorpio. So, again, when I said Scorpio and then I look at, you know, Scorpio is one of the fixed signs. That denote that she would, you know, as it's been shown, she would be in that position for life. Of course, with the sun in Taurus and moon in Leo, and her the chart ruler in Scorpio, she'd be in that position for life, as it's shown, many years as Queen of England. So Scorpio itself deals with money, power, finances, and she's in charge of the possessions of the monarchy. Again, it's about possessions because her son is in the second house that rules finances, possessions, etc. Looking at her chart, I see she had Neptune in the seventh house. And you know, based on that, Neptune gives, you know, deals with spirituality. It also deals with, it could deal with the arts, and it also can deal with things that we cannot see, or it can deal with being fooled. It can hide things. And I guess in her life, based on Neptune in Leo, it has been shown that she brought the monarchy more into, you know, into focus with the, you know, with the movies, the shows and stuff about her. There's so many shows and movies, because movies is ruled by Neptune. Movies, music. And also, I think in the 60s, it was shown, which is a Neptune aspect, that she put her life on TV, shown through, they could see, you know, when she did the broadcast about the day operations of the monarchy. And that's very Neptunian. Neptune deals with TV shows, movies, et cetera. And that is shown in that. But it also shows that the family, her family, which is, they are in the center of attention, which is Leo, because Leo is the center of attention with the family. You know, they become more like celebrities, stars. As again, Leo rules stardom. You know, they become more like stars, celebrities than actual members of a royal family. And again, it's shown with all these movies and also what she did with, she made the monarchy more accessible through film and became more a target like celebrities, and that's shown by Leo. Mm-hmm. It also shows a lot about her mother, Moon and Leo. Mother was very extravagant, a very extravagant person, and Leos can be very extravagant. But I'll get to that in a minute. Moon and Leo, the family is in her lifetime, it's been, you know, established as celebrities more than actual government officials or members of a constitutional monarchy. But it also established with Neptune that the family had this facade about them, or, you know, it's like the portrayal of what we see of the royal family turn out not to be the case with what's going on behind the scenes. So we see what we think of the royal family in the media is totally the opposite of what they really are. And that has been shown in how they're portrayed and in their actions within the royal family. This also could involve perhaps Moon allele with Princess Diana, because of, you know, how she interacted with the world and in the interviews, which told about how the royal family were. So it exposed the royal family to be, and with Prince Harry to be a kind of system that is totally at odds with this image. So the image of the royal family is, it can be portrayed or could be not shown to be truthful or to be false. So the facade of the royal family was exposed in her during her reign, and that is shown in Moon and Leo. Yeah, she was destined for that high position. Saturn, when you have Saturn in a chart and it's in the 10th house, so, and you have it as Capricorn rising, this person is denoted, they're really destined, because Capricorn is Saturn is karma. So when you look on someone's chart, it's also what the lessons they need to learn. It can take a long time to learn these lessons, but the lesson that she learned in this lifetime, because I'm looking at her chart ruler, is to be a king and to be head to be the queen, the head of the monarchy. Venus, I look at Venus and Pisces is in the first house. If this is true, this accuracy, the Venus. So she has a nice personality at times, a very determined personality with Mars in the first house, you know, such a go-getter. She has a unique side to her. And Venus and Pisces, it's shown how, you know, the people, her closest friends and her husband, Prince Philip, Pisces. Again, Neptune and Leo. So that gives me the impression that the marriage is really a partnership for the monarchy, really about being, you know, partner and helping everybody in the monarchy. I noticed that Venus and Pluto are trined. When you have Venus and Pluto trying, it have a tendency, when I look at people's chart, that shows that when someone meets their soulmate or meets a marriage partner, again, that shows a destiny. It points to a destiny type thing. When I say destiny, I mean, this is the person they're going to be with. And Venus and Pluto, they could be with them for a very long time. The planets that deal with destiny and karma, you know, what tends to happen is Saturn and Pluto. Because they deal with different types of karma. Because Saturn deals with the lessons you need to learn and what you need to do in this lifetime to be, to fulfill to fulfill a purpose that you came in this life to do, and Pluto, a type of, you're drawn to something, and it also deals with permanency when it happens. It's like a magnetism that you're just drawn to this person or situation. So I look at those planets as karmic based. on what sets a person apart and what where to go. But Venus and Pluto indicates that the marriage will last, did last for a very long time. So that's another, it's a karmic, it's, there were soulmates. If you can say that, then I guess they were soulmates in regard in this lifetime to be. But a lot of things in her life were, you can say, it was always predestined for her through accidents and so on. And as we know that her father passed away, her father attained a position because his brother abdicated. So, again, Scorpio rules change and deaths. That's why she became Queen Saturn in Scorpio. And I want to point out in Prince Charles' chart, he has Moon in Taurus. It is 0 degrees. And it's right next to his mother's son. His mother's son. When I say son means son, you know, she has 0 degrees Taurus. So he should be destined to take over the monarchy from his mom eventually upon death. Moon in Taurus in the 10th house, it also indicates that his mom is his boss or whatever in this, you know, in the monarchy, and that he should take her place. It's really interesting how astrology can pinpoint these situations. In Prince William's chart, he has 0 degrees Cancer, so, and he has Jupiter in Scorpio, Saturn in the 9th and 10th house. That does indicate he will eventually become king after his father, or eventually. But in Queen Elizabeth's chart, there's a lot of fixity. There is, in Queen Elizabeth's chart, there's Saturn in Scorpio. There is Pluto, there is Moon in, I apologize. There's Saturn in Scorpio, Moon in Neptune in Leo. There is Aquarius, Mars and Jupiter in Aquarius. And there is a sun in Taurus. So she has a lot of fixity. So she's very, very, pretty much who she is, very fixed. She doesn't really change. She kept a status quo in her position as queen. And I think she has a grand cross. In astrology, a grand cross is a very tough situation. You know, when I hear somebody say grand cross, you know, it means that when there are like four planets square each other. And this is very interesting. When they're all separated from each other. And you know, 90 degrees apart, and they have a, you know, like a very difficult undertaking in their lifetime in the positions they are. They feel, you know, it depends on where planets is involved. If Jupiter is involved in an equation, they can be quite lucky because Jupiter is rules luck. But in Queen Elizabeth's situation, with Saturn at the 10th house of Scorpio, which is connected, she has a fixed cross, if I'm correct. Because 0 degrees Taurus and, you know, see Mars, 20 degrees and Aquarius, and then I see Moon in Leo. Then I see Saturn in Scorpio, the fourth house. And, you know, the fourth house, I think it's 21 degrees Taurus with her son. She has, like a very thick cross. So when I see that, it's like it denotes someone who's, you know, really put in a situation where they have to make decisions and do things, and it's a lot of hard work. But at the same time, when people who are grand crosses fulfill or do well within the limiting positions or circumstances that they have, they can achieve a lot. And there have been some of the greatest people on the planet who had grand cross configurations, and then some people were totally evil. Unfortunately, Adolf Hitler was one of those people who had a grand cross on his chart. So, and but with Queen Elizabeth, she has the combination of all four signs. You know, she's prone to being stuck, you know, stuck in some, you know, again, limiting situations, troublesome. I think with Saturn in the 10th house, she's boxed in. You know, she's put in a situation where she's really limited, because Saturn can really limit situations. But it is a position out in public. It's a very powerful position, symbolically. So this is where she was destined to be. So, and I think that based on this, if she truly, you know, what she has been shown to adapt to these situations, she'd be very successful in staying in that position, and it has been shown to be the case. But some people have not, you know, who get fixed, you know, fixed cross. It's like four planets or angles on the chart that are square 90 degrees for one another. And, you know, they tend to do very well, achieve a lot, if they can really you know, adapt to the limiting situations that's in that position. And it's really interesting because the chart can show a lot about not just herself and her family, but also England itself. So I will say that Neptune and Moon in the seventh house. Because remember, in astrology, the first, the seventh, the tenth, and the fourth is the most important, because it shows where the areas of life in a person's life will be prominent. So whatever's in the seventh, the first, the tenth, or the fourth will be the most prominent. She has Saturn in the tenth house. She became queen. She became queen upon her dad's death. Moon in Leo and Moon in Leo and Neptune Leo, so that England, you know, during the time of her reign, shows that there's a lot of music, like the Beatles. So many musicians came out of England, and you know, Moon is home, and her subjects is, I would say, like the house that she lives in, or England. So that's pretty interesting. Pluto's in Cancer and in North Node, very, very strong individual. While she's fixed, very stubborn, she can transform herself through the changes, and it's shown that she will live a long life, as shown by that. If you want to know, if you really want to know. So a lot of responsibility. Mars, Jupiter in the first house. Yeah, she loves sports. She's very active, very determined, got a very feisty, determined personality. That's shown by that as well. So this is where her chart is. Second house has Uranus and Mercury. That shows tonight. This shows someone who's very intelligent, innovative, or try to come up with ideas with her situation as pertaining to possessions. But it does also show that with Uranus in the second house, that her finances can go up and down, but being the Queen of England, I'm sure she's taken care of, especially with Saturn and Scorpio, because Scorpio rules money, that she, you know, money you get from others, or the eighth house. So remember, Taurus and Scorpio deals with money. It does deal with finances. So that's my little tidbit on Queen Elizabeth. If you want to know more information about it, you can contact me at DoveMeetsLove22 Twitter. I gave you a little bit tidbit on Queen Elizabeth's chart. You can look at it. And the last tidbit I'm going to say is that when I looked at people's charts and I looked at famous like presidents and kings and so on, a lot of times they have Saturn in the 10th house or the Sun in the 10th house, because they both deal with power, people with power, or a power planet, and the 10th house deals with career. So that is true of her. If you want any more questions, contact me at DoveMeetsLove22 Twitter. You can also contact me at my number. And this is my astrology for today. If you understand anything I said, please contact me, and I'll give you a real detail. Because when I do a chart, I have to look at the detail of the chart, look at your sign, and kind of look at everything to come into detail where you are today. And we are all come from different places and so on, but, you know, we come into this life to achieve a purpose. And I always look at start with the sun and the moon, because they're the most important. This is where light, you know, sun brings life, and the sun and the moon shines at night. So the reflection of light as well as the sunlight itself is where it starts. If you want to know more, contact me at DoveMeetsLove22 Twitter. I gave a tip on Queen Elizabeth's chart. And if you want 10 minutes for free, you want to know more, $25 or, you know, or we can work out a bargain. Give me a contact. This is Dove Knight, Astrology to the Stars. I know so much about astrology because I studied it for years. I even read the books by it. And everybody distinctly has their own soul and spirit is within that chart, which is symbolized by the sun. And good day, good night from Dove Knight.